This is Today in History, November the 28th. On this day in 1520, Ferdinand Magellan reaches the Pacific after sailing through dangerous straits below South America that now bear his name. Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan enters the Pacific Ocean with three ships, becoming the first European explorer to reach the Pacific from the Atlantic. Also on this day in 1905, Sinn Féin is founded in Dublin, Ireland.
Engine start. Ignition.
And on this day in 1964, the United States launched the space probe Mariner 4 on a course towards Mars, which it flew past in July of 1965, sending back pictures of the red planet. Also on this day in 1994, Jeffrey Dahmer is murdered in prison, serving 15 consecutive life sentences for the brutal murders of 15 men. Dahmer is beaten to death by a fellow inmate while performing cleaning duties in the bathroom of the Columbia Correctional Institute Gymnasium in Portage, Wisconsin.
He was butcher, cannibal, necrophiliac. Now, serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer is dead. Authorities say his head was crushed by a fellow inmate as he cleaned a prison bathroom. Despite his notoriety, prison officials thought Dahmer would be safe mixing with other inmates.
During a 13-year period, Dahmer, who lived in the Midwest, murdered at least 17 men. Most of these men were young, gay African-Americans who Dahmer lured back to his home, promising to pay them money to pose for nude photographs. Dahmer would then drug them and strangle them to death, occasionally cannibalizing their bodies. Today, November the 28th, is the birthday of Jon Stewart and recording executive Berry Gordy. And on this day, in 1964, the Shangri-Las score the number one hit.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
During the early 60s girl group explosion, the Shangri-Las score their first and only number one hit on this day back in 1964 with the famously melodramatic epic Leader of the Pack. From its sweet beginnings in a candy store, the romance described in Leader of the Pack between the song's protagonist and her leather jacket-wearing motorcycle-riding boyfriend Jimmy quickly progresses in the face of a strong disapproval from her parents. It was a song, in other words, perfectly calibrated to appeal to the romantic fantasies of America's teenage girls. Fantasies that blended wholesome innocence with hints of danger, rebellion, and a darkly handsome boyfriend. But if Leader of the Pack gave the impression that the Shangri-Las themselves were girls of the worldly wise, gum-snapping, white lipstick-wearing variety, the truth was rather different. In fact, the Shangri-Las were a quartet of clean-cut high school classmates from Queens. Two sets of sisters, in fact. And according to Leader of the Pack co-writer and co-producer Ellie Greenwich, the Weiss and Ganser sisters were so inexperienced and so nervous about the subject matter of what would eventually become their career-defining hit that the recording session was fraught with difficulty, requiring spoon-feeding, mothering, big-sistering, and reprimanding just to get the Shangri-Las through the song. For Ellie Greenwich and her husband songwriter partner Jeffrey Berry, Leader of the Pack was their second number one hit, following the Dixie Cups' Chapel of Love, a song that spun a very different kind of teenage fantasy. Like their former colleagues Jerry Goffin and Carole King, Berry and Greenwich were responsible for many of the classic works associated with the peak of the girl group era, including the Ronettes' Be My Baby and the Crystals' And Then He Kissed Me and Da Do Run Run. They also wrote number one hits for Manfred Mann and Hanky Panky for Tommy James and the Shondells. The girl groups are born November the 28th with Leader of the Pack, 1964, on this day in history.
Leader of the Pack.